This is West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Arlene McMichael. Coming up, Gordon Evans talks with Alex Ross, the Republican candidate for the State House in the district that includes Kalamazoo. But first, we hear from Kalamazoo College's new president, Dr. Jorge Gonzalez. His first day was July 1st. His wife is a K graduate. Dr. Gonzalez has his own ties to Michigan. Both his master's and PhD were earned here. He's taught and been an administrator at small liberal arts colleges like K. Most recently, he was vice president of academic affairs at Occidental College in Los Angeles. Welcome to WMUK.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
You were born and raised in Monterrey, Mexico, in the Northeast region. Can you paint a picture of that community for us?
Yeah. Monterrey is a large town. It's probably the second or third largest city in Mexico. It used to be a very industrial city. Now it's a very financial city as well. And yeah, I grew up there. Some of my childhood, in fact, I spent in the U.S. When I was a toddler, we spent a year in California. And then we also spent 1 year in East Lansing because my dad came to graduate school at Michigan State.
What did he study?
He studied marketing.
Tell me about how your family fits into that picture of Monterrey, Mexico.
Well, I have a very large family. On my mother's side, there were 13 brothers and sisters. On my father's side, there were four of them. And so I have tons of cousins. So growing up in Monterrey, my memories are always of family gatherings. And my own direct family, there's six of us. And I'm the oldest. There's five boys and one girl. My house was always packed with activity.
Is Monterrey, Mexico, considered an affluent city?
Yes, Monterrey is a relatively wealthy city within Mexico.
What did your father and mother do for a living?
My dad has a PhD in marketing. So he was a businessman all his life and worked in the brewery industry, another tied to Kalamazoo. Then he went into banking. Then he went into retail. And he was also a professor all his life.
Here's what's fascinating then about your story is that you grew up seeing poverty. Your family obviously did pretty well for themselves, but you had an emotional connection to that. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. My family had resources, but I saw poverty all around it. And so growing up, my conviction was that that poverty is something that could be eliminated, that if the government were to implement the right policies, a lot of those poor people would have many more opportunities than they had. So I decided I want to become an economist because by implementing the right policies, we're going to be able to reduce poverty in Mexico. So that's what I did. I went to school to become an economist. When I finished my bachelor's degree, I decided I wanted to get a PhD in economics. So I came to the U.S., I came to Michigan State to get my PhD in economics because I wanted to learn more economics, to go back to Mexico, work in government, to implement good policies to reduce poverty. What happened at Michigan State is at some point I had the opportunity to teach a class in my fourth year. And I remember people asking me, do you want to teach a class? And I said, no, you know, I want to be a politician. I'm not sure I really want to teach. After I stepped in the classroom for the very first day, I couldn't believe that I could spend the rest of my life doing that and that people would actually pay me to be in the classroom. I decided, you know what, I can influence the world by influencing students.
Dr. Gonzalez went on to win teaching awards at Trinity University in San Antonio, Texas. Eventually, Trinity's president promoted him to the role of his special assistant. Then Gonzalez was ultimately recruited at Occidental College in L.A.
About a year and a half ago, I get a call from Kalamazoo College saying we're looking for a new president. So I talked to my wife, and obviously my wife said, yes. She was born in Kalamazoo, and then her father used to work for Upjohn Pharmaceutical. When she was a child, they moved to Mexico, and they lived in Mexico for 6 years. Then they moved to Puerto Rico, again, working for Upjohn. And she pretty much went through all her schooling in Puerto Rico. When she finished high school, she actually came to college at K. So for her, the thought that we could come back to Kalamazoo, and for me being the president, it was just unreal. And we knew that the chances were not that high. K has an incredible reputation in higher education. Well, the dream came true.
There's something I'd like to talk about that was a very transformative experience for you, and that was when you were in your junior year at Monterrey Institute of Technology. You decided to do a study abroad experience here in the United States. And you were at the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire.
When you are taken to another place, when you are not a native speaker of the language, when you really do not understand the culture very well, you're in a really vulnerable position. And you rely on the goodwill of others for your basic survival. That teaches you a level of empathy that, unless you live it, is difficult to have. Once you have that experience, almost for the rest of your life and any moment where you are, you're always looking out there, who among the people that I'm looking at might need help? You also learn the importance of interacting with people that they're very different from you by interacting with people that are very different from you. Your efforts as a team are going to be much stronger if you're able to bring those different perspectives to whatever decision you're trying to make.
Can you talk a little bit about why that's important for the world of higher education to make that a priority?
There are many different reasons. And that one of them, our students are going to graduate into a world that is more diverse than ever was in the past. Their parents, their grandparents live in worlds in which they could spend months at a time without interacting with somebody with a different background. That is not the world that our students live in. And so if we're here to prepare students to be able to be effective, to be leaders in society, they need to be able to understand people from different backgrounds. So that is at that level. Another level, you also can talk about the social justice component of diversity. We are a society that we strongly believe that everyone should have equal opportunity to succeed. If we believe in that, and we believe in it profoundly, we need to make sure that every kid in society has access to the educational opportunities that we have here. So colleges need to be ready to welcome students from all backgrounds, and not only welcome them, allowing them to come in, and by that I mean access, is just the beginning. You need to be there to, once they get to your college, provide them the same kind of experience that every other student receives in that college or that university. You need to make sure that if you have opportunities for study abroad, that you have opportunities for research with faculty members, if you have opportunities for internships, that those opportunities are being offered to every kid that comes to your school. Not just to those that had the social capital that when they arrive to your college, they know they should be asking for this. There are many that might be the first in their families to come to college. And if you're the first in the family that comes to college, you're showing up to the doors of your college feels like a tremendous success. And that is success. However, that kid has the same right and the same ability to have an internship, to do research with a faculty member, to go to study abroad. So all these are the things that colleges need to be working on to be able to fulfill our missions.
I'm noticing just across the country, it's also happened at Kay, it's also happened at Occidental College. Students across the country, they're starting to protest now. They're starting to really articulate and form a movement about feeling welcome on campus and making that a priority. And in fact, senior administrators are actually losing their jobs over these types of things. What are some of your thoughts, not just about Kay, but just in general on this topic?
Access is just the beginning. We need to make sure that when students are in the college and they're in the university, they feel that they belong there. So if in many colleges this is not taking place, we need to raise our voices and we need to say, it is time to change. And many times administrators don't see this. Many times they will say, well, look at the numbers. Our percentage of students of color or underrepresented students or first-generation students is this high. Well, that is not enough. And then they will say, well, look at the graduation rate. And we having a graduation rate that is almost the same for every group. That is not enough. All those things are important. We need to focus on the experience in the college campus, an experience that is going to be equal for everybody at that college campus.
Tell us why you were interested in accepting Kay's offer to be president.
To me, the match between my values and the mission of the school could not be stronger. And let me tell you why. And that Kalamazoo is absolutely committed to the liberal arts. And it has been committed for 190 years, or close to 190 years. I strongly believe that in today's world, students need a liberal arts education. Why? The only thing that we know certain about the world that our students are going to graduate into is that it's full of change. We know that because of globalization, we know that because of technological change, there is a over 90% probability that whatever the first job is, whatever industry they start working, is not gonna be the one they're gonna retire from. So what does that mean? That I should not be training my student for the first job in their career. I should be educating them to be ready to change with the world and to be ready to change the world. So to be able to do that, what do they need? They need to learn how to think analytically, to think critically, to look at the world from the prism of different disciplines, to be able to understand people with different cultures, to understand the world. That is a liberal arts education. So going back to your question, the first reason why I'm so excited being at K is because it's committed to liberal arts. But K does liberal arts differently than most other schools. K believes that just learning about liberal arts is not enough. You need to experience the real world at the same time that you're studying. K believes in experiential education. And by that we mean K believes that you should not only study about other countries, you should go and live in another country, that's study abroad. You should not only learn about what's going on in the business world or in the community, you should go there and have an internship in that business. And you should not only study what other people are doing research on, you should engage in research yourself. That's the experiential education that we provide at K. We want you to be involved. Also, we don't want you to simply learn in school about social justice. We want you to cross the street and engage in social issues, social justice issues in society today. That's what we do at K that in my mind is so special. When I studied abroad, that changed my life. So coming to a school that does experience at the core of its own values, at the core of its mission, is a privilege.
As a new president at a college, everyone's probably wondering, what is your style of governance? What is your leadership style? What philosophical approach do you bring to being an academic administrator? What would you say?
Okay, let me answer with an example. And when I talked to the search committee, they asked me, what is your vision for the school? When they asked me that, I said, you know what, I'm going to give an answer that might not be the one that you're expecting. If I were to come right now and tell you this is exactly what K should do, in my mind, that's an incredibly arrogant position to come in. I haven't been at the college. Many of the people that were interviewing me, they've been affiliated with this school for 40 years, for 30 years, for 20 years. To have an outsider that just stepped their foot and that had read some pamphlets on the school tell you this is where you need to go in the future, it is so completely arrogant and so completely wrong. What I told them is, what I plan to do if you were to hire me is to come to the school and go on a listening tour of several months. And during that listening tour, I want to listen to students, I want to listen to faculty, I want to listen to alumni, I want to listen to board members, to community members. And after I listen to all of those, we're going to develop our vision for K. And that's exactly what I'm doing. So going back to your question, what is my style? My style is one that I like to listen to people, to understand what they like to try, to understand what drives them, and then using all that to move the institution forward. We have a lot of very smart people in many different positions at the college. I'm not here to second guess their decisions. I'm here to hire the best people we can for every position that we have at the college and allow them to do their work.
As you understand it, what are some of the challenges facing K moving forward?
And so going forward, what is the biggest challenge? The biggest challenge we face is that the kind of education that we provide, where we have personal attention for every single student, where we provide experiential education opportunities for every single student, that kind of education is very expensive. And very few families in the state, in the country, or the world can afford to pay that kind of education. So if you want to continue to keep our doors open to students from all backgrounds, we must be relentless in going out there and raising money for the college.
Dr. Jorge Gonzalez's inauguration will be Saturday, November 5th. To hear a longer version of this interview, including Dr. Gonzalez talking about the school's increased emphasis on community involvement and the opening of a new fitness and wellness center for students and staff, go online to WMUK.org. For West Southwest on WMUK, I'm Marilyn McMichael.